Good morning. It's Tuesday morning, and it's time for Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director, and I'm joined by Sentinel Sports Editor Garland Kennedy. Good morning, Garland.
Good morning, Rob.
And you're tired. You're tired. You had a tough weekend.
Tough weekend.
Yeah, out in the field doing some hunting?
In the snow. Well, I wasn't the one hunting. Now, I'm a non-resident, so my season is over, but I can help someone else hunt by carrying their items and their meat once they get some.
Okay, so you're out trudging around in the snow a bit?
I get none of the real perks of hunting, but I do get to be outside, so it's worth it.
Yeah, and a beautiful weekend. You did Beaver Lake on Sunday?
Yes, I did. It is amazing right now. Highly recommended.
And how deep is the snow back in the Muskeg on the back of the lake?
If you went off trail, you'd be in about, I didn't measure, probably 8 or 9 inches.
Okay.
The trail's pretty well packed down. I would recommend wearing spikes, but it's totally accessible.
Okay, yeah. I went up Gavin Trail on Sunday, and just spectacular. I mean, the beautiful blue sky. The trail was still in good shape. So much preferable to mud, to hiking in mud.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this crispy, snowy trail, and again, spikes are recommended.
Yes.
It just gives you a little bit of extra footing because there are icy patches, but whew. Talk about gorgeous blue skies and lovely snow-filled forest with dappled sunlight. It was just...
It's magical.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of crazy that just 10 minutes out of our own backyards in Sitka, we hit such incredible landscapes. Anyway, this is our year in review.
Yes.
For Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio. And let me just start with Little League because we didn't cover that. Mm-hmm. You hadn't started yet at the Sentinel, but this was a big year for Little League in Sitka.
Kind of a record-shattering year, really, yeah. And that's for Little League baseball and softball. So the Sitka Little League majors represented not only Sitka, but all of Alaska at the Northwest Regionals in San Bernardino, California, back in August.
Amazing.
Incredible. They did not make it very far at San Bernardino. They were going up against very tight competition, but the simple fact they made it there, again, both baseball and softballs, the boys and the girls, it's really incredible.
If either team got to the Little League World Series, I would suggest that this entire town go down and fill the stands. We'd have to go. We'd just leave somebody to sort of watch the place, and we'd all go down to the World Series. Just an idea. I'm just putting it out there. So fantastic effort for Little League baseball and softball.
Really?
What about girls basketball?
Yes. Now it was a special year for girls basketball. The Mount Edgecombe Lady Braves were the team that made it to state, but it was different and it was very emotional for them. One of their players, Snora Bell, who was a senior at the time and who has now graduated, lost her grandfather actually. During the state tournament, it was Lowen Peterson. He was 75. He was the MEHS class of 1961. He was a big Braves fan. Bell continued to play throughout the tournament, and it was a really difficult time for her, but a moving time for the entire Mount Edgecombe team.
Yeah, your predecessor at the Sentinel, Klaus Stolpe, I remember him talking about this. It was just a powerful moment for that team and that player in particular.
Incredibly. And in the Sentinel Year in Review piece, I quote his story at length. It is beautiful, and it's a moving story. And you can read all about it. It's in the Sentinel a week ago, last Tuesday.
Okay. Let's jump ahead to a sport you did cover, cross country.
Yes.
Sitka had some strong runners.
Very strong records and runners who set them.
All right.
New course records, too.
I'm thinking Dom Bachoco. Yeah. Smashed the Sitka course record. Right?
Yes. He set the new Sitka course record at 16:12. Not his PR, though. That was back in Juneau at 15:56, which is mind-bogglingly fast.
Right. And cross country, you're going to see a wide variation in times and PRs because every course is different, conditions are different, and that is the beauty of cross country.
It is.
Yeah, it's all those variables and how athletes have to cope with that.
Adapt.
Yeah.
If you remember back earlier in the season at the meet in Ketchikan, the normal course was flooded, and so the runners actually had to run on a road, not a trail at all. I can't remember the distance. I think it was about a half to three quarters of a mile on concrete.
Yeah, well, adaptability is important in cross country. Track and field, a little different mm-hmm. story. The conditions there are a bit more controlled,
yes.
but still, it's a spring sport in the outdoors here mm-hmm. in Alaska, and things can be kind of wild there. How did we do in track and field?
Well, the boys, the Sik-Hi boys track and field team, took second at the state meet in Palmer, and that was May. That was late May. And of note, really, Skylar McIntyre, who has since graduated, was one of the stars in the team, and he's now running for the University of Alaska at Anchorage. He's a really talented athlete.
Okay, so he's gone on. He's continued his track career there.
He sure has. Now, I know that one of his big relays, and I believe I have it written down, Dominic Pachoco, a name we've all heard, and graduated Jacob Gagner, Joe Pate, and Skylar McIntyre set the new Sik-Hi 800 relay record, winning the state championship at 8:22.77.
Okay, so just based on that, we know that he was probably into the sprint category,
yes.
the 200 meter.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, it's great to see a Sik-Hi athlete go on to participate at the college level. How about volleyball?
Another really impressive season. Now, of course, the Lady Wolves took the Region 5 title against Mount Edgecombe in the tiebreaker match. Mount Edgecombe won the very first matchup, and that was 3-1. And then the Wolves took the next matchup, 3-1. And in the final night of play, and that was the first week of November, on Thursday, the Lady Wolves won. And it was an electric gym at Sik-Hi. The stands were packed. Sitka's pep band were there. A whole lot of students from Edgecombe and Sitka were there. It was really, really fun to watch.
And that's about the time you dropped your first memorable quote of your radio career.
I recall.
That the Lady Wolves defense was a stone wall.
It was a stone wall. I stand by that statement.
Okay.
And I hope it remains a stone wall next year. It was really fun.
Yeah, you said they just never let the ball touch the ground.
In the end, I mean, that's one of the things that cost Edgecombe the title.
Yeah, and that's how you win volleyball. Don't let it touch the ground.
If you make it such that the other team cannot score, the other team is not going to win.
All right. Swimming.
Yes. Yet more records. In the Region 5 tourney, the Wolves took first, naturally. And then up at the state championship in Anchorage, the Wolves girl team took fourth place out of 22 teams present. Really impressive for such a small team. And that was November 8 and 9.
And Grace Harang broke her record?
She did. She swam the 50-yard freestyle in 24:57, breaking a 24-year-old record held by Randy Madsen.
That's really amazing. I'm a recreational swimmer, and when I feel like I'm really pushing hard, I might do 50 in 40 or 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And to think that she is going, you know, almost twice as fast is kind of incredible.
And I wish I knew how many knots that was, and then I could figure out what types of boats she could outrace.
That's pretty darn fast, I think. Faster than you and I in a rowboat, maybe.
Oh, yes.
That's kind of a roundup of sports.
A very brief roundup, yes.
Yeah, and folks can follow this in the Sentinel. If they go back to last week,
mm-hmm.
you published this just before the New Year's holiday.
Right. It came out on Tuesday, December 31st. My sports story was a whopping, I want to say 68 or 6,900 words, quite a bit shorter than the first draft. We trimmed it, but it takes two full pages.
All right. So somebody can go by the Sentinel and pick up a copy if they want to follow that. So the next big event in basketball happening in Sitka is going to be the Mount Edgecombe Invitational coming up later in January?
Right, and that starts on Wednesday the 15th and runs through Saturday the 18th, of course, at Mount Edgecombe.
Yeah, the Martin Luther King Day holiday weekend. A lot of folks are going to be in town. It's an adult tournament,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a lot of excitement
mm-hmm.
over there. So I think you can buy tickets at the door. You can buy tournament passes. It's just a fantastic event. It's also a fundraiser for the athletic program over at Mount Edgecombe High School. Garland, it's always a pleasure chatting with you.
I always enjoy it.
Look forward to chatting with you next week. This is Robert Woolsey. I'm news director at Raven Radio. I'm joined by Garland Kennedy, sports editor at the Daily Sitka Sentinel, and this has been Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio.